It's a 8:15, which means Michael Jones joins me to talk, well, I was about to say movies, but just one today.
Just one. And Woody Allen's been making films again. And people are acting in them and helping him make them.
Oh, no, 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 no. All right. Yeah, okay.
In this day and age, he's still doing it. Yep. Yeah. Wonder Wheel. It's written and directed by Woody Allen. It stars Kate Winslet, Jim Belushi, Juno Temple, and Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yep. It's set in 1950s Coney Island, New York, where Humpty, played by Jim Belushi, works as a carousel operator whilst his wife Ginny, played by Kate Winslet, works as a waitress in a diner on the boardwalk. They're both recovering alcoholics, and also Ginny is also is frustrated and dissatisfied with the relationship, not that Humpty really knows, and she wants a bit more from life. And possibly that bit more from life could come from Justin Timberlake, who plays Mickey, the local lifeguard slash playwright slash Woody Allen substitute, who may or may not be having an affair with Ginny. And to make matters a bit more dramatic, suddenly appearing on the scene is Humpty's estranged daughter, Carolina, played by Juno Temple. She's on the run from the mob.
Sure.
Yeah, just to confuse things a bit more. But then it turns out Mickey may have feelings for her as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, I know. The old Woody Allen sort of love triangle thing. It seems to crop up quite a lot. But then Paulie Walnuts and Bobby Bacala turn up on the boardwalk from The Sopranos looking for Carolina. So there could be some trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Look, Wonder Wheel rolls along with barely a memorable bump in the road. This film mainly seems to be a vehicle for Kate Winslet to win an Oscar nomination, though Winslet and Ginny's histrionics do tend to get old pretty quickly.
Okay.
You know? There's a lot of over-the-top acting in this film, especially from the two leads, Belushi and Kate Winslet. It's like they felt there wasn't really enough substance in the drama that Woody Allen had written, which there really isn't. It's kind of dull. It also feels like there's way too much dialogue in this film. It's like watching one of those filmed versions of a play, and then there's Mickey, who's constantly making asides to the viewer and breaking the fourth wall, which is really, really grating. I couldn't help but feel at times that I was watching a retread of something like, you know, Tennessee Williams or even Woody Allen's own Blue Jasmine at times, given the drama and histrionics of Ginny slash Kate Winslet. There's really not too much wonderful about Wonder Wheel. It really feels a bit buckled, and perhaps it would be best to let it just roll on by.
Yeah, look, I'm comfortable letting it roll on by. I think if you're going to trying to divorce Woody Allen's actions from his cinema is difficult enough. If you're going to do it, you want to do it for a masterpiece, not something that sounds politely tepid.
Exactly, politely tepid and mostly forgettable. Like, I mean, the guy does put out a film every year, so it's not surprising that some of his films aren't classics.
Yeah.
But these days, the classics are so few and far between. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's time he put the bike in the rack.
Good call. Yeah, hang it up, Woody. There we go. Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Jones.
Pleasure.